Number five.
Item number five is from the Director of Community Business Development Partners, an informational monthly update on departmental waivers for the month of October, November, and December of 2011. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Frieda Webb, Director of the Office of Community Business Development Partners. What you have before you is our monthly update relative to DBE waivers for October, November, and December of 2011. If you'll look at October, we note that for the month of October, there were almost $3 million worth of contracts that we reviewed. Of that $3 million, we approved waivers for almost $400,000, $377,155,000. And there were a few that we did not have a chance to review, which was one for $100,800, which was with the Sheriff Department. And of that, of this total amount of contracts waived, it was 18.77%. The details of the contracts we waived are on the next page, and they indicate a specificity with either nonprofits or professionals that we did not have in our DBE database. Any questions regarding October?
One quick question.
Yes.
The no DBE to provide the service for intervention counselors to provide domestic violence offenders, we don't have any minority-owned counseling entities?
That was a grant that the department has a relationship with the, I believe, the Sojourner Truth House, and they have that expertise there. What we do ask when we do such as this is that things that the nonprofit contracts out for, that they seek DBEs to contract out for indirect services. So what we do is avail them and educate them of our DBE database for any services that they contract out for.
Okay. Thank you.
And nonprofits cannot be DBEs. You have to be a for-profit entity to be a disadvantaged business enterprise. For the month of November, what you see is less than $1 million of contracts we reviewed, and of that million, there was a significant number of waivers, almost 400,000, and of that, we did not review 245,000 of that, and the total number of contracts waived for the month of November were 65.35%, and if you turn on the following page, you'll see which contracts we waived, and the significant one. One was with Baker Tilly, which was expertise relative to accounting service. The other one was with Zimmerman Architects for Health and Human Needs Building. But the significant size one was the one with for the zoo, which was a revenue-generating contract for zoological gardens. And revenue-generating contracts with the zoo are unique, and we do not presently have any DBEs that can provide those types of services.
Supervisor?
Thank you, Madam Chair. On both reports, the one department that seems to have a problem seeking review is the Sheriff's Office. Where are we? And I thought we were talking about some changes in process that
might
hold up payments if they have not sought their review.
We have been in contact with the Sheriff's Department to seek to educate them. They seem to feel that they have a number of emergencies that they have to do. When they have to do them, but we are constantly in communication with the Sheriff Department, and hopefully as we go forward in 2012, you'll see an improvement on behalf of the Sheriff Department in regard to submitting contracts through us and by us prior to letting them.
Okay. Are we in a process to make any changes beyond just providing notice and reminding them of the procedure? Was there some effort?
Well, what I'll say is I will ask them for a statement that I will bring to you based upon their process and procedure in regard to how they handle contracts. Mm-hmm. We're in the process of developing a contract compliance system, which will enable all departments to basically share opportunities with DBEs prior to when they make them public. And this should increase participation by all departments, and particularly we'll be working on those departments like the sheriff who have an under-participation relative to notifying us relative to the opportunities they have available, even if we don't have DBEs that can directly provide those services.
Okay, thank you.
Ms. Webb, I think it might help if we also refer the specific issue of the county's ability through your office to enforce the DBE provisions with the Sheriff's Department because it's a constitutional officer. We refer that for a response back from Corporation Counsel because I think we may continue to have issues and how they define what's an emergency, what's not, even getting the information might be problematic, but I would at least be very interested in having a report from Corporation Counsel as to the ability of county government, the administration arm, to enforce these provisions with the Sheriff's Department.
We'll be happy to proceed on that.
And one of our attorneys is in the room. I see he's taking notes.
So we'll follow up.
Okay. Supervisor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It has been problematic. I'm Chair of the Judiciary Safety and General Services Committee, and over the years that I've been Chair of the committee, it's been problematic with respect to getting DBE come involvement with respect to some of the contracts that the sheriff has been involved, has let. So this is not, to me, it's nothing new. It's something that constantly has to be worked at. And Ms. Webb indicated that she and her staff are developing a contract compliance system. It's something that's greatly needed because over the years, at least since I've been here, since 2000, it's something that departments and divisions kind of fall behind on with respect to compliance. They do what they want to do until it's brought to their attention that they should be adhering to the ordinances, and still then there's a reluctance to comply. So I appreciate the fact that this compliance system is being developed because she's tried, and our staff has tried many ways in the past in order to get departments to comply, and it might mean we have some more work to do.
But we'll look forward to the opinion of Corporation Counsel.
Yeah, and I'll ask that that report come for our next cycle,
okay.
and as well an information report from your office as well as to kind of where you're thinking of going with the compliance piece. If it's not ready to implement at that point, fine, but kind of an update on that so we can look at those two together. As far as the Sheriff's Department goes, I do remember when I first became chair of this committee, which wasn't that long ago, it seems to kind of rise and fall. We were having significant issues with the Sheriff's Department multiple months in a row. Your office was working with them, and then all of a sudden there was not the problem tapered off, and now it seems to be peaking again. So I don't know.
Certain individuals have gotten the message, and certain other individuals have not gotten the message.
Yes.
Okay, so it depends on who's responsible for letting that contract.
Well, the head of that entity is the sheriff. So in the end, it's his responsibility to make sure that his staff follow the CDB. I keep doing this again. Disadvantaged business. This program. It's his responsibility, and I would hope that there would be a strong commitment from him. But as long as I've been tracking this with you, there's been this up and down and up and down. And when there's some of these are major contracts with major dollars, and they have a 65% issue. Now, not all that was the Sheriff's Department, but at least as long as I've been chair, that department's been one of the worst offenders. So I hope that that's why I think it's time to have Corp Counsel weigh in on what our options are.
Madam Chair, I would say that, again, for 5 years it's been an ongoing process for the Judiciary Committee, and as you've indicated, it's kind of up and down. We're going great for a while, and then we taper off, and then there's progress, and then we reach another plateau, and then we taper off. So, and again, this is system-wide. This is county-wide. So it's not just the Sheriff's Department. I just want to make sure that it's known by supervisors and those who are listening that we again have to let you know that the Office of Community Business Development Partners has responsibilities and you have to adhere with respect to complying to the ordinances as it relates to those responsibilities. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay. Okay, we are done with that item. Did you need to do December? Did we stop you before you hit December?
If you would like to look at December, for December, there's about $5 million worth of contracts. Of that $5 million, we're pleased to say that we only had needed to waive $53,041, and all of them we had the opportunity to review. And the percentage of DBE contract waived for the month of December out of almost $5 million was less than 2%.
Okay. Item number 6.